Hello, and welcome to this edition of Abiding Joy. I am Pastor Patricia Reap, and I serve St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Coatesburg, Illinois. Our reading from today comes from Psalm 54, verse 4. Behold, God is my helper. It is the Lord who sustains my life. I love that passage. It is God who creates us. It is God who continues to breathe into us his life, his breath. He breathes into us through the power of the Holy Spirit each and every day. He is our helper. He is our guide. He is that person that walks with us each and every day through that Spirit. We don't have to wake up in the morning and wonder whether the Holy Spirit's going to show up, because the Holy Spirit is there. That Holy Spirit lives inside of us even when we don't feel it. It reminds us of all that Jesus taught about the God we cannot see. It reminds us of the things that Jesus did and how he gives us an example of the life that he calls us to live. God is our helper. He gives us so much. He gives us his word through the pages of the Bible. I love that in my home I have several different versions of the Bible, and I can pick them up and read them, and it always amazes me how God's word is alive. What I read today, I may read that same passage a year from now, and it may hit me in a different way. I may hear something different from that passage, because God's word is alive and living. God allows us, or gives us the ability, to come to him in prayer, like a friend who we can go to and lean our head on his shoulder and tell him all about our days. God waits for us to tell him about the things that worry us, about the things that make us happy, our joys, our fears, our concerns for others. God is there, and he's listening, and he answers our prayers. I always love that I have so many people who tell me about the way God has answered their prayers, not always in the way they expected, but God does answer our prayers. He answers them in the way that is best for each of us. God, in addition to providing his word and prayer, he situates us in a community of faith. I am always amazed at how God's people love and care for each other. It's like being part of a big, huge family. That there are people who are always asking me, well, how is so-and-so doing? Or how is this one doing? Or have you seen this one lately? It's a wonderful thing that God puts us in community. And that community not only cares for us, but it helps us to grow in our faith as well. It helps. There are people who help with music. There are people who help with education, with evangelism projects, with worship. There are so many different gifts within a congregation so that no one person has to do it all. God, too, meets us as we come together in worship. He fills us with himself. He fills us with the body and blood of Christ as we take communion. And he sends us out in the world to tell people that he is there, that he loves them, that he's listening. He fills us with forgiveness and compassion, with joy, so that we can share that with others. And there's so many ways we can do that. God is our helper. It's the Lord who sustains us. And he calls us to go out and help other people to share that, because he wants to draw closer to them and them draw closer to him, to strengthen their relationship with him as well. God, thank you for being our helper. Let us pray. Oh God, you are our helper. You are with us in the good, the bad times. You are there each and every day through the power of the Holy Spirit. Help us to always remember your love, your grace. Help us to remember all the ways in which you enrich our lives, so that we can share that with others. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening. This has been Abiding Joy, and I am Pastor Patricia Reap.